Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. And you'll want to keep that number handy because we'll be having a sandwich giveaway from Urbane Cafe a little bit later in the show. Two sandwiches or two salads from either one of their two locations, one in Ventura and one in Oxnard. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is technology. Each of my guests will explain a good or a bad side of technology. My first guest is a technology and marketing coach that helps businesses move to the next level. We'll discuss the importance of online video to companies looking to attract new customers and boost their Google rankings. My second guest is the director and vice president of research at Information Overload Research Group. We'll discuss how too much information is hazardous to your organization from his latest book, Overlord. And my third guest is a rocket scientist, literally. He's been involved with technology his entire career. He'll help us simplify our technology choices and help us focus on business, not computers, from his book, Increase Sales and Eliminate Costs Using Simple Technology. And if you want to join in the conversation or if you want to ask a question, call us at 639-0008. Terry Brock is a professional speaker and a marketing coach. He writes about technology, marketing, and the internet as a journalist going all the way back to 1995. Terry Brock has been speaks about productivity and increasing profitability since 1983. Terry has an MBA in marketing. He's a talker just like me. He has a background in radio and in newspapers. In 1973, he covered Richard Nixon's inauguration for a community paper where he worked at the time. He worked in radio for 6 years in Michigan and in Oklahoma. Terry served for 6 years as the board of directors on the National Speakers Association. He regularly attends computer trade shows around the world to stay up to date on the fast-changing world of technology. He goes to experts about and finds out the latest trends and tools that you can use, and then he gives you the benefits of his wisdom about those trends. Joining us from Florida, hi, Terry. How are you today?
Billy, good to be with you today.
Well, thank you so much for being our special guest. I love having a guest like you because whenever I look on the internet, your name crops up everywhere. I mean, it comes on a lot. Whenever I talk about online marketing, I see it everywhere. So recently, you did some work for a mutual acquaintance of ours promoting a global conference here in Santa Barbara. You interviewed him. You posted the video of the interview online to drive attendance, which absolutely helped him boost his attendance. So let's start with the basics. Why is online video important to businesses who want to have a strong internet presence?
Well, online video is really important because it's natural. It's the way that we experience life for most of us. We're seeing things, we hear what's going on, and it brings us really more close to that person. Think about it. We love television, and television is very good. You're working with television, Billy, as well as with radio, and I think each medium has its own advantages, unique pros and cons, but video tends to bring a lot of things to life, and you can talk about things. If you're a business there in Ventura County and you've got widgets you want to show people, you can hold it up to the camera, and you can actually try it, and the beauty of it is, if you do it and it's natural, and it doesn't look like it's a canned thing that's been put together with high producer fees and all that, but it's just real people showing real stuff that you can use, it has a great appeal in the marketplace.
Well, let's address that concern, Terry, because one of the concerns many business people have about internet video is the production quality itself. You know, many people, myself included, don't want online video to look like bad home movies. So how can we create online video that really represents our business in a favorable light and still capture that naturalness that you're talking about?
Yeah, you raise a good point, because if you look at something, some of the videos that are on YouTube do look amateur, but there's a lot of videos, say, on YouTube that get attention, and sometimes it's more appealing when it doesn't have that really high, sophisticated polish that you look at and you go, is that real or not? But this one is just us. Hey, it's just us here. Let me show you how you use this widget. It works this, oh, I made a mistake here. Let me try that again. Let me do it this way. It's okay if you do that, because it shows that you're a human being. There's a spectrum of being too casual on one end and then overly professional where you're spending literally millions of dollars to produce it on the other. And I think each business has to decide where they want to be on that spectrum. Fortunately, because technology and cost for video has fallen quite a bit, enormously, now for under $1,000, $2,000 easily, you can produce some really good quality video from a computer with a good webcam, with a good editing software, something like iMovie that comes with the Macs, or you can even do some things with Windows Movie Maker over on the Windows side, and it gives you the ability to project an image that generates more sales and gets very good publicity for your audience.
Yeah, my guest is Terry Brock, and Terry, I agree with you. We've had Gary Vaynerchuk of Wine TV on the show as a guest, and he said in the early days, what was really endearing about his video was that it was so natural. There were times he said, I'd be standing there with a glass of wine and a fly would fly in and land on the glass of wine and I'd chew it away. And people liked the naturalness of that. They liked the honesty, the authenticity. So talk to us, how can people who are maybe not familiar with working with video, how can they achieve that authenticity that Gary achieved and that you certainly achieve in your videos?
Well, I think what you got to do is you got to be authentic. You got to be genuine. People can see through somebody who's putting on a front. You know, when you're trying to be plastic, they see it right away. And so I would suggest start practicing and first get your mindset right. And then secondly, start practicing with it and send it out to family and friends. Family and friends, and you send videos to them. That way, if you blow it, it's not a problem. And they also get a chance to see you're not going to be as fake with family or friends. And so then once you've done that, and I recommend with the clients that I work with in my coaching program, I say do at least 10 videos to family and friends. Then you're building up competence, and with that competence will come the confidence that you need, and then that's just right there. Then you can take it and put it out there. It's like, here, I just want to show you what's going on. Suppose you're a profession, maybe you're a veterinarian, and you want to show people that you can help their animals. What you can do is you can say, well, here, for instance, come here, Fluffy, and you bring Fluffy up, and Fluffy's there. You're holding him right there, and you show what you're doing. People realize this person really, one, knows about animals, and number two, it really has a good heart, and hey, when a mistake happens, we roll with it and we have fun.
All right, I like that, and I like Fluffy. He's going to be the star of our next video. My guest is Terry Brock. We're talking about video. Terry, let me just share some fun facts with our audience about video. Over 90% of American homes have some form of a video camera right now. So most people in their personal lives have something that they can start with right away. As a nation, as a world, we upload 24 hours of video to the web every single minute. I mean, that's a staggering statistic.
Wow.
We watch 2 billion videos a day on YouTube, a number that is expected to double by the year 2015. And only 3% of YouTube visitors have uploaded a video, which indicates to me that there's tremendous upside potential for video, even on a vehicle like YouTube that's out there. Talk to me about why video hasn't penetrated or hasn't become more popular with small businesses and medium-sized businesses, Terry.
Well, I think it's because of what you just said. People are concerned and they're afraid, and still the fear of the unknown. They don't know what they don't know. And also, in the past, it was very expensive, and it was very difficult. Now, it's become very affordable, and it's become a lot easier. And, of course, a great way to figure that out is to get a little bit of equipment and, you know, go out and get one of these folks that can really help you. This is why God invented high school kids. Yeah, you get them to come in, and, hey, you're helping them learn about free enterprise and what work is like. They come in, and you pay them X dollars an hour, and you're able to get information from them. And so you can learn from them how to do it. They'll show you and have them help you on it. And then as you build that confidence, you start doing it mainly just for your family and friends. And then secondly, I would go to customers that you know. If you can send it out, they like you already, and they're on the inner circle. They feel like, ooh, I'm getting the new video here from Terry's Hardware Store or something. You know, I'm showing you new gadgets and new tools that have come in. And that way, you're building up confidence by building your competence, again, and you're demonstrating what's going on with video, and you get better and better all the time, kind of like Gary Vaynerchuk did it with his wine videos, which, by the way, he stopped doing that recently. I was disappointed to see that.
Yeah, I was too, but he's moving on into other ventures as well. My guest is Terry Brock. I like that, confidence and competence. Those are the things that people need. Well, part of the educational process, Terry, is demystifying a lot of the terms that are out there, and I want to start with demystifying YouTube. What is the role of YouTube, both as a marketing tool, a search engine, and a video server?
I mean, YouTube is fabulous. Years ago, before YouTube even was invented, I was doing video and putting it out. And one of the challenges was I'd put a video there, and people would receive it. They'd love it. Thousands of people would write back. They'd say, hey, we really liked your video, Terry. But I'd always get two or three that say, Terry, there's a problem with your video. It doesn't work. Well, the problem was not really my video. It was something on their machine and that. But now YouTube gives us a standardization. So we know, hey, the key is raise your computer up to a level, figure out how you can watch videos on YouTube. So from the consumer point of view, they know, they just come up to that level and figure out how to do it. It's not very difficult. And then also from the producer point of view, you make sure that it will work on YouTube. So whatever you need to do, most of the software today now that generates video gives you the ability to do that very easily. So you put it out there, and then you can start making progress with it. YouTube gives you the ability to market like crazy. You can do it to a mass. And one of the things a lot of people don't know is I could then, suppose I put together a video for you. And I say, Billy, I want you to see this, but I don't want anybody else seeing it. Within YouTube, you can use an unlisted option that's there. And that way, only those that have the URL would see it. Or I can even make it so that I say, I'm going to put in your unique email address. And only those that have that unique email address would be able to get it. So it can be private for sending out one message to a particular person. Or it can go out to a group of people.
Wow, private or public. My guest is Terry Brock. So, Terry, let's talk about it as in terms of a search engine because, of course, YouTube is now owned by Google. But I read somewhere that YouTube is the second most used search engine behind Google itself.
Yes.
So what's the role of the search part of YouTube in terms of helping a business rise to the top against its competitors?
Well, it's very important. I would say to those that are listening right now, if you've got a business and you're thinking, gee, should I get on that or not? It is the second largest, just like Billy said, and you want to be there because then they're going to start looking for, say, blue widgets in Ventura County, and when they punch that in, if you're not there, they're going to find your competitors. And so you want to be there because that's what the world is looking at today. We like video, and so it's one of those things that you just kind of say, okay, I'm going to do it, but the good news is it's not that difficult. And you can figure out how to do it. I was just talking with a friend this morning who was scared about technology. I said, look, find a good high school kid. Get somebody from a local community college. They need the work right now. You know, it's kind of tough out there. And pay them something that's reasonable. You can have them come over and help you on that. And realize that's a way of learning things today. You find people that know more than you do in a particular area. Be willing to part with your capital and hire them to come in and show you how to do that, either physically or, even better, often they can do it over Skype or over Uvu or technologies on the net, so they could be anywhere in the world.
Oh, you're making our head spin, Terry, with all those terms, but that is great. And we have great resources here. We've got Ventura College. We have Oxnard College. We have CSU Channel Islands, many, many sources where you can find these competent people, so that's good. In terms of the, just as a techie question for you, Terry, but does the video actually reside on YouTube, or does YouTube just look to your server or your computer and then draw the video when they need it to serve it up?
Yeah, that's an important question, and it's really good. The benefit is it really resides on YouTube, on their servers, and then you bring in what's called the HTML code. It's like the instructions that are written in computer language, and you put those somewhere on your website. And so what it's doing is when someone clicks on the video that's on your site, it just says, okay, go over here to this particular location and play the video that's on YouTube on this particular computer. That means it's easier for you. You don't have to worry about all the storage. You don't have to worry about the problems that'll go along with it. They take care of that. Those wonderful geniuses at Google and YouTube are constantly working to make sure their network is working well.
We're talking internet video with Terry Brock. So, Terry, discuss YouTube channels. Now, we haven't talked about these before, but you can actually set up a Billy the Brain channel or Brainstorming with Billy the Brain channel on YouTube. Why would a business or an individual want a YouTube channel?
It's a place for people to to go consistently and find out what you have to offer, so that when they go to Billy the Brain, they know that they're going to constantly see your new thing. And when they go, oh, he talks about these issues, and I know his position is as a fiscal conservative, he believes in this and this. Gee, this big news event just happened. I wonder what Billy's got to say about that. And they go over to your site and go, oh, Bill Frank says da-da-da-da-da. And so it gives us a way to go to a channel, go to a place where we know we're going to hear a certain consistency in the message. And that consistency then keeps us coming back because we know good content will come from there.
All right. Terry, talk to me about the impact of online video as it regards Google rankings. Does online video boost your Google rankings if you have it on your website?
It can, yes. And more importantly, your Google rankings can be boosted, and that very important clout score, which is incredibly important more and more, K-L-O-U-T. Because now what's happening is people that are employing thought leaders, speakers, authors, and even employers that are thinking, should we hire this person? They go over to clout, K-L-O-U-T.com, and they pull up, what is that person's score? How do they rank? How much influence does this person have? When you use video, that enhances it, and video is one of the tools that they evaluate in their metrics to determine, does this person really influence others to generate action? That's the key. Do you have enough influence to generate action in a particular area? So, yep, putting it over there, it's going to help your Google score. It's going to help you in many different ways.
Oh, that is great. So, Terry, you've convinced me. Now, what do I need to get started in creating online video? What are some of the components? I may already have some of them, but what do I need?
Yeah, you may have them already. Depends on the kind of computer you have. My bias is toward the Macintosh because it's kind of built in there. You get iMovie and you get the webcam that's on there. If you get something like a good MacBook Pro or a MacBook that has the video webcam, you've got that. Then you can use the editing software that comes with it, the iMovie, and you're up and running. On the Windows side, just make sure that you get a webcam that's built into the Windows machine you buy, and look at Windows Movie Maker. That's a good getting started package, but there's another one on the Windows side I particularly like from Sony. It's called Movie Studio.
Yes.
The Sony Movie Studio. It's very simple, about $100 or so, I think $100 and a little bit of change, and it gives you the ability to do some nice editing, to put in music if you want, put in some titles and graphics, have nice transitions, things like that, and it's a good way to get started and have that wonderful high school kid come over and help you out.
Now, we haven't talked about the all-important sound portion of it. Do you need a special microphone in order to do these videos online?
I'm glad you asked that because you and I both are radio guys, so sound is important to us, but it really comes in consistently on ratings that is one of the top priorities in video. If they can't hear you and you're muffled and they're going, or it sounds like you're in a cave,
right,
then it's not going to come across well. I highly recommend get an external microphone. You can get those at your favorite electronics store somewhere or on the internet, and a little lavalier mic for less than $50 could work well. I'm using a standard mic right here from a place called Blue Microphones, and it's called the Yeti, Y-E-T-I. And the Yeti microphone, about $150, and it gives studio quality that holds up to any microphone I've heard anywhere in the world.
Well, you sound like you could be right here in the radio studio with us. My guest is Terry Brock. We've been talking internet video, and Terry, you are a wealth of knowledge. If people want to learn more about you, learn more about what you have to offer, and read some of the stuff that you've got out there, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Well, they've got to go to terrybrock.com. If they haven't been there yet, they're missing a wonderful experience in life. How's that sound for self-promotion?
That is great. That's what we like here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. My guest has been Terry Brock. Terry, it is always a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you very much, Billy. Have a great day.
Take care.